You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can call us or text on our Google line at 314-472-DOUG. 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And be sure and visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So Tammy, you ran across this great article.
I did.
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It was called Survival at Home, 45 Ways to Save Money on Your Monthly Bills. And it's we'll put the link on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com so that you can go to it too and look back at it, because we're not going to be able to cover all 45, but we're going to go through some of our favorites.
Yeah, let's go through some highlights. So yeah. One of the first ones on their list was to keep the temperature as cool as you can during the winter and as warm as you can handle during the summer. Okay, and I think that you don't want to take that to a major extreme. Okay, I think some people are more temperature sensitive than others. Like for me, that wouldn't bother me. One of my favorite things to do with that is like April and like September, October is to try not to have the furnace on at all.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I like the windows open a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. And just shut them at night if they get, right. You know, if it gets too cold.
Right. Yeah. And I'm a cold natured person, so, I don't mind. I'm used to dressing for bed, I'll say, you know, just to keep warm or whatever. So, but yeah, it's a great way. And, you know, something that is on number two is installing a programmable thermostat, which I like that idea because you can program it in the day, because the one time I do like to be cool is at night when I'm sleeping. So,
okay. And I'll add on to that by saying that, like for instance, our schedules are a little bit chaotic, mm-hmm. When we don't always know when we're going to be here and when we're going to be gone, and it may mm-hmm. differ during the different days of the week. So
right.
One of the things I try to stay conscientious to do is like when I know the kids are leaving, I'll go ahead and change that thermostat mm-hmm. Dramatically. So if
right.
it's summertime, I'm going to raise the temperature quite a bit, or wintertime, I'm going right. to lower the temperature quite a
right.
bit. So the furnace is, I don't want to come home and have my house in the wintertime 40 degrees,
right.
but if I come home and it's 65, it doesn't take that long to heat it up.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah.
What's your next one you like on the list, Tammy?
Well, the next one was lower your hot water thermostat by 10 degrees, but no lower than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. I liked that one because it is a simple thing and it doesn't sound like a big deal. But one, it doesn't scald your hands.
Right. Most people have their thermostat way too hot.
It's way too hot. And though I like to disinfect all the stuff, I don't need it that hot. So, and I do like a hot shower, but 10 degrees isn't going to be that different. So,
another one on the list is to swap out your standard incandescent bulbs for either the compact fluorescent bulbs or the LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been slowly trying to switch everything over to the LEDs, and it is an investment.
Well, they're a lot cheaper though than when they first obviously came
right.
out. So now's a better time to start changing that.
Except
out.
For our LED pool light, that wasn't
yeah.
cheaper. But yeah. you know, you definitely. Here's where I see the biggest benefit of it, Tammy, is that mm-hmm. The summertime is where you really get the benefit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
for one, the bulb's going to last a lot longer. But if you think about it, an incandescent bulb produces a ton of heat.
Mm-hmm.
And all that heat,
that's true.
You have less than 4% of the energy is the light, and most of the light's going to hit inside your house and convert back to heat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now your air conditioner has to fight to cool off every bit of heat that those bulbs are creating.
That's true.
So especially, you know, in the wintertime, it doesn't make as big of a difference.
Right. Well, the next one, I honestly, you had circled this one. Keep your cell phone bill low by avoiding extra fees and charges. This is up your alley, so you should talk about this one.
All right, so when it comes to cell phone bills, there are a bunch mm-hmm. of different cell phone plans out there, and you really have to shop these to find out what the best deal is. Walmart has their own plan. You know, Walmart's plan's really cheap. We are on the AT&T family plan, and I like it because we've actually pulled several people. We have 8 phones on our plan right now, and you can go up to 10 on that plan, and it's pretty darn cheap. I haven't seen a plan that really beats it in cost. Now, Google has launched Google Fi, which is their project that only one phone can work on it, but it basically will switch you from cell towers to Wi-Fi anytime it gets an opportunity, and that will save quite a bit of money for a lot of people. So anytime you can pool those accounts, analyze the bill to make sure you don't have a bunch of the extra fees and charges in there. Look, like I'll say, for instance, here's one place we'd save money because we all use smartphones in our family. If you get on the AT&T Next plan, where that's paying a big monthly fee to always have the newest phone, well, I figured out I don't think that's as good of a deal as paying cash for used phones that you can get, you know, one that's not the latest greatest, and you're not spending an extra $30 per phone by doing that.
Right, right. Except for my phone, I want a new one.
You have a new one. What are you talking
about? I do. I'm just teasing. all right. So let's see. The next one that we kind of liked was, if you still have a landline, cancel all the extra services you don't use. Call waiting, caller ID, voicemail, call forwarding.
I'm going to go a step further than that and just say get rid of the landline, period.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because a couple of the kids have gone to my parents who still have the landline, and they're like, what is that for?
they don't even know
what that is.
Why would you have a landline?
It's so funny to think of that way. But if you do have that landline, then, you know, may consider, because you really don't need all that other stuff. So.
Well, and here's a funny thing, too. I mean, there are several alternatives to it. You could go get a Magic Jack where you're paying like $20 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to do it. Or, you know, we use a Google Voice line for our show number, the 472-DOUG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If most people leave their computer on, so if you leave your computer on, people could call you right on your computer,
mm-hmm.
and that's free.
Right.
You don't have to pay for that at all. Why do it? And that actually rolls into the next one that we liked was
mm-hmm.
bundling your services for cable and internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you can probably cut those down by quite a bit, but Tammy, you and I are both going to recommend just getting rid of cable altogether.
Yeah, we got rid of it a few years ago, actually. And the kids had a little, you know, mini breakdown. But after the breakdown was over, you know, they realized that we got it figured out. You know, it just isn't necessary. And it's such an expensive bill.
Oh, yeah. It's several thousand dollars because we're watching most things through Netflix or some of the other services anyway, mm-hmm. or a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Right.
We don't need it. And the only thing we'd really miss it for are sporting events.
Sports, yeah.
Yeah, we don't need it for really anything else besides the sporting events.
Right.
And we can find other ways to get that without spending a couple thousand dollars per year.
Right.
So, Tammy, we're going to have to break real quickly here.
Okay.
But when we return, we're going to be following up on the 45 ways to save money on your monthly mm-hmm. bills. We've covered about the first half of them. We're going to cover more when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.